Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another common case that can be encountered anywhere and also in the clinical setting. So the patient might come to you and present with multiple papules, probably in the extensor part of the body, including the back, buttock, elbows, knees. They might say that it's eruptive or sudden onset, and it's quite itchy, but it's not painful, and it's yellowish or maybe red colored or skin colored. The patient might have no relevant past medical history of any note. The body mass index is normal at 25. The patient might say, I'm not active, I'm not doing any fitness level in my life. The lifestyle of the patient might be not great, so the patient might say, I'm eating fast food, fried food, anything I encounter. And in the family history, you might find that there is a history of diabetes mellitus or hypercholesterolemia or CVA. So after you introduce yourself, as always we agreed, double check the patient name, date of birth, say to the patient what's bothering you, what do you think is this the reason for that, if there's any thoughts of ideas, what might be the reason. So the patient might say different things, and then you will say that I will have a quick look just to assess the situation. So the patient might show you the extensor part of the upper limb, or maybe the legs or the knees, or maybe even in the upper eyelid or in the face sometimes, and the back and the buttock. And when you feel it, it's somehow it's small papules projected from the skin, and it's firm or solid. So in that condition, your first differential can be like xanthoma. Also, you could think of molluscum or granuloma annulari or histiocytoma. In this condition, you'll try to assess the risk factor, for instance, if there is any relevant family history as the case presented. If there is any history of diabetes as well, or a thyroid issue, say for instance like hypothyroidism, nephrotic syndrome, obesity, cirrhosis, alcohol misuse, or systematic medication like for instance retinoid, corticosteroid, or estrogen. Usually those kind of cases can be clinically assessed and diagnosed. Biopsy is rarely needed if it's in doubt. And if you take a biopsy, say for instance a bunch biopsy, you would send it for histopathology. And if the histopathology stated there is a presence of foam cell, which is engulfed lipid inside the macrophage, so that's in line with eruptive xanthoma. So the target here, you need to discuss with the patient that we need to lower this level in order to resolute it. We need to modify the lifestyle of you, so you need to be more active, try to avoid unhealthy food. And also, you can propose fibrate as first line of treatment, nicotinic acid, bile acid sequestrant, or omega-2 fatty acid. If it's the case, molluscum, the patient usually will have itchy. It might be contagious as well. So it might say it has been spread from one area to another, or if there is any family member or a partner. So it will have a distinctive look anyway. So it will be dome-shaped pink papule with umbilication usually in the center. However, for the granuloma annulari, it's shiny from the edges and clearing from the center, and usually it's skin-colored. And the eruptive histiocytoma, it's usually symmetrically distributed as red papules. So the main treatment in this condition, if it's proven and in line with eruptive xanthoma, is basically to reduce the level of the cholesterol and the triglyceride by modifying lifestyle situation for the patient, and also advocate for statin if the patient is not able to do any of the stated ways to lower the cholesterol or the triglyceride. And as I say, the fibrate is first line treatment can be proposed to the patient. And then give them like follow-up within a few weeks time or a few months time and see what happened with the patient. Usually their triglyceride will normalize and those eruptive xanthoma will disappear. So that's one of the cases I just read about and thought to let you know about it, because it's a common case. You can see it even in certain people that walk by or friends. You can see it clearly, and according to the situation, you can take it and discuss it with your patient after, of course, agreeing about the management plan. Thank you. Thank you.